Okay, so I'm going to share with you guys one of my favourite stories from the Bible this morning. It's from Luke 15, and it is about a good shepherd. This is Emily, and a lost sheep. And this is Laura, our lost sheep for this morning. And would any boys and girls like to come up and be sheep? Okay, that's good. Just pretend that there's a whole flock right here in front of you. Okay. So it was just a day like any other. The shepherd was out in the pasture tending to his sheep. He loved his sheep, and the sheep loved him. Every day he would take them out, and he would take them to eat, and he would lead them to the water for a drink and a wash by the looks of things. And he would also sit with them and walk with them for long periods of time to make sure that he wouldn't be attacked by the wild animals. Also, each day he would count his sheep, all 100 of them. But one day, as he was counting, one of them had wandered off. So when he was counting, 98, 99, oh, we've got one missing here. And he was feeling very worried because he loved his sheep. So he reassured his other sheep that he would be back soon, and he wandered off to find this one that had gone missing. He searched high, and he searched low, and finally he heard the sheep bleating. They were both so overjoyed to see each other. The sheep had been very frightened, and she was so happy that he picked up the sheep, we're just imagine this, and carried the sheep home on his shoulders. And he was so happy that he even invited his friends round for a party to celebrate. His friends must have been wondering, if you have 100 sheep, if you had another 99, why would you bother going to find that little sheep that went missing? You still have so many. But the good shepherd loved all of his sheep the same, so that one little sheep was just as important to him as the rest. And sometimes we can be a bit like that lost sheep, and we don't know what to do or where to turn. But God, who is our good shepherd, is always waiting with his arms open, and we can choose to run to him, knowing that he will keep us safe. Nothing makes him happier than when we choose to come to him, because he loves us, and every single one of us are special to him. Thank you. Okay.
So today, we want to teach you an Italian song. And I can translate first for you. It means Jesus loves all the kids. Jesus loves all the kids. Jesus loves all the kids. Everyone can come to Jesus. And then he say, 1, 2, 3 kids, 4, 5, 6 kids, 7, 8, 9 kids. Everyone can come to Jesus. And so first we will sing slowly, and that you can join us.
You want to back it up, so you guys should be fine.
Tutti baby, Gesù ama, tutti baby, Gesù ama, tutti bimbi, tutti posso vedere. Uno, due, tre bambini, quattro, cinque bambini, sette bambini, tutti posso vedere.
Just got a quick quiz to see if anybody remembers things from the story, and we even have some sweeties to give out too. Okay, can anybody tell me, hands up, how many sheep the shepherd had in total? How many? 100, well done. Emily will bring you a sweetie over, you can choose one if you like. Okay, now here's the question. How many were lost? Really? Clumsy shepherd lost all his sheep. Well done. Okay, now, who is the good shepherd? Who is really the good shepherd? Yay, well done. Making Emily walk. Great. Okay. Who is like that lost sheep? Us, we are like that lost sheep. Well done. Fantastic. Okay. Last question. Why did he bother to look for one little sheep when he had so many others? He cares about us. Well done. And if you didn't get a sweetie just there, you can get this plenty. You can have some more at the end. If your mum and dad say yeah. Thank you. And we're going to hand over to you guys to do some songs. Thank you.
And a few more things just to do. With the students, a couple of them are going to come and give their testimony now. Now it's incredibly anxious to stand either up there or down here. So please bear with the girls as they give their testimonies, and God bless you as you do so. Okay, I'll give you this mic.
I'm an Italian and I came from the center of Italy in Siena, but I was born in Sardinia, which is an island near the peninsula. I will read because if not I will forget everything, so I wrote it. My parents are Christians, and since I was young they used to read me stories from the Bible and teach me all the basic things a Christian should know. And even if I was very young, I knew my parents were telling me something important. And because for them was so important, I thought it should be important for me too. And even if I was young, I had my little faith. I used to read the Bible on my own and pray to God sincerely. But I haven't received the call of God already to make a proper decision. God was preparing me for the future. Then, when I was 9, I moved from Sardinia to Siena, and we started to go in a church there, and God spoke me in a deeper way through the church. I could see his love in the lives of the people, and I wanted to have that love. It was during this time, in a Christian camp, that I chose to commit my life to the Lord and follow him. I was 14 when I got baptized. I was full of passion for God. I wanted to do great things for him with my life, and even if it has always been difficult for me to approach people and talk with them, I always had the opportunity of sharing about my faith with my classmates and my friends. During high school, problems started to come. I went through a very sad period where I felt very down with my mood because I thought that nothing was right with me, my character, my body, my relationship with others. And I felt particularly lonely because even at church I didn't have a close friend who could encourage me and pray for me, and I felt abandoned from God. I didn't want to read my Bible because I thought that if I read it I would have been not sincere because I didn't want to read it, but then I felt guilty for that. But even when I felt abandoned by everyone and I couldn't see anything but bad things around me, still God was at work. He used my family to stay near me and pray for me, encourage me, act for me, and help me to remember the purpose I wanted to live for. Serve the living God with all my life, my heart, and my soul. And my mom was particularly used by God because every time I was in need and I asked God to send her to me, she arrived. My parents were the ones that encouraged me to come to Teasley College, and so I chose to come here to strengthen my faith, deep my knowledge so that I can serve God in a better way. One thing I have learned and that I usually forgot and my mom used to remember me, you can find it in Matthew 6:33, who says,
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is my prayer today, that me and you, despite all the things and all the problems and difficulties we are going through, we can seek first his kingdom.
Thank you. That was good. You should applaud her. She was great. Okay, as you know, my name's Emily. I'm from California, Southern California, so a bit by San Diego. I also grew up in a Christian home. My parents are both Christians. But at the age of 5, my mom told me that, you know, we need a savior and that we're all sinners and that if we go to heaven, you know, broccoli will taste like ice cream and whatnot. So I wanted to be a Christian too. So I gave my life to Jesus at the age of 5. I never really understood really what that meant, I guess, just because I think I just did it mainly because my parents did it. So throughout the years, I never really had a good relationship with God. And around when I was like 8 to 14, I went through a really dark period in my childhood, and it just wasn't a good place to be. At 14, my family, we were trying to adopt my half-sisters for children. They were being abused, and they weren't really in a good home. So we were on the route to try to adopt them and get them out of that situation. We had them for about a year and a half until they went back to their parents, abusive parents, and we couldn't understand why God would do that. We just didn't understand why he would give those beautiful children back to abusive parents. But then we realized that we had been putting our trust in other people, like social workers and people to try to help us get the children back, and that we needed to put our trust in God. And that really, really helped me with my faith. I saw that it, when we put our trust in God, we got the kids like a week after that. So God worked in a miraculous way in my family. And so after that, I was just hungry for him, I guess. I just really wanted to know more about him. I wanted to read the Bible more. And I guess my relationship with him just shot off. So I started to do more like youth camps and foster children camps for children that had been abused. Started to do that. And then this summer, I went to Italy to some of my friends as missionaries there, and they needed some help with their younger children, so I went there to go help them out a little bit. And that's when I heard about Tilsley College, so I got to know a little bit about that, and I guess I really wanted it. I wanted to study his word more and just be able to tell people about him in a way that makes sense. So that's a little bit about me. And now Josh was going to come up and give a little sermon. So.
Can I just stand that side? Good afternoon. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity. As students, we really appreciate opening up your church and to come and fellowship with you. And it's really our deep desire that we'll enjoy as we go on with the Word of God. This morning, we'll look on the topic which we have entitled Life Choices. I don't know if people are here, we struggle to make choices. Personally, sometimes I struggle because it's depend with the, again with the personality. You know, we find some people they very easy to make choices, some they are not. And it would also depend with your background, again where you come from. Because if you are not coming from maybe a family which parents they help you to decide or to choose, again you can struggle when you grow up because you are depending upon the people. We know that choices, it is our daily thing. Every time we do choose, And if you look, choice and decision, sometimes it's too close. So the time I was preparing this talk, I was looking on decision and choice. What's the difference? And I came up with two definitions. Choice is the act of choosing or selecting. Again, decision, it is the act of making your mind or make up your mind. So you can see that choice and decision, it's an act which a person you are doing. We hear the testimonies of our sisters here. They say they wanted to do something, and they understand that, no, I want just first of all to seek first what? The kingdom of God in their lives, like Rara. She could have done something in Italy. Emily, maybe she could have maybe worked somewhere and make money, but she decided just to come. Or she chose to come here so that she can grow, so that she can find meaning in her life. On the story, you know, that parable, Luke chapter 15, when the shepherd saw that just one sheep is not in that group of sheep, the shepherd decided to go and just search for only one. What's special of that one? You know, in our lives, we've got a lot of choices. But what drives us to choose or to decide what we decide? Because when we want just to choose something, there is a force, or there is a decision, or there is a thought behind that choice. There's something which is influencing us to choose what we want to choose. You know, we do have a lot of questions we want to choose. We say, oh, can I choose? How can I know that this is a right choice?